I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, we continue with our interview with Peace Mother Gita, Sacred Song. I opened this program with a sample of one of her songs, Angelic Kali. At the end of this segment, we will have four more samples. Love is the Answer, J.J. Moll, Shamanic Trance Chant, and Shreen. I hope you enjoy these. Peace Mother, as you will remember, is a peace shaman and ecstatic enlightened master. She was trained in Mayan soul retrieval work and studied the yogic path with her gurus from India. Through her guru's grace, Peace Mother was bestowed with the power to heal and elevate the consciousness of all creation with her sacred songs, touch, and intention. To advance humanity toward enlightenment, Peace Mother has created radiant tools to activate the light within us. She utilizes prayer and mantras from India, Mayan, and other indigenous traditions to heal, remove torments, strengthen us, and fill us with wisdom. She has recorded many mantra CDs for spiritual protection, devotion, prosperity, and healing. Peace Mother is author of the soul-strengthening book, The Impeccable Warrior of Light, Mantras and Rituals for Spiritual Protection, and the shamanic journal, Self-Healing and Enlightenment, Part 1. The Shaman Journal is part of a three-book series which traces Peace Mother's own spiritual journey as a yogi, divine mother, and peace shaman. Peace Mother has 9 CDs that contain power-filled prayer, sacred songs, ancient chants, and mantras that evoke healing and balance to the spirit. Trained in sacred sound medicine, Peace Mother's chanting showers divine mother grace to all. Peace Mother also offers pilgrimages to the Yucatan, online courses, shamanic workshops, lectures, and a special treat, the Mayan Soul Retrieval Limpias, that remove negative energies and limiting patterns and is useful for long-standing physical and emotional conditions. Visit her website to learn more about these. Peace Mother is the founder of Sacred Peace Center, a tax-exempt nonprofit organization dedicated to the healing and enlightenment of all beings and all realities. More information is available at www.sacredpeace.org and on an earlier blog on my website, www.holistichealthshow.com. Kali Durge Namo Nama Kali, 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 Kali Durge Namo. Peace Mother, before we look at your books, services, and CDs and all, I'd like to ask you about the Mayan calendar that ends December 21st, 2012. Why do you think the calendar ends at that time, and what do you think is going to happen after?
The Maya were amazing. They were just these great ETs, and they had so much knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they were very much focused on cycles, and they have many different times of cycles, short and long and very long, that they measured. And they had the wisdom to foresee, also to prophesy and foresee the upcoming realities. So they were able to see the intensity of this time. I don't encourage people to become fearful.
Mm-hmm.
We should never become fearful. Whatever kind of cycle we're in, and whatever kind of cycle we're ending, and whatever kind of cycle is upcoming, we should always be empowered that we create reality. Reality is not created for us. We create it.
Right.
So what will happen is what we choose to have happen. Now, already we are seeing an infusion of grace. People that were not spiritual before are becoming
mm-hmm.
spiritual. They're awakening. Many people are discovering spiritual gifts. We will see this to continue to intensify the spirituality within the being.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will also see the challenges of change, such as we're seeing with the land movements,
mm-hmm.
the ocean movements.
Mm-hmm.
However, beyond all that, we have the power to now create it differently. Whatever we've seen, well, let's get busy, my dear ones. Come on, let's join forces. Let's envision a smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
Let's envision enlightenment within every being,
mm-hmm.
because very definitely the infusion of light will only intensify, but the darkness will try to
right.
block it.
Right, right.
Always. That's their job. They're good at what they do. So that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are the ultimate decision maker. We're the ones that will tilt the scale one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen is what people have been feeding, the image they've been feeding, that is what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't like that, or we say, well, that needs a little fine-tuning, then we need to get busy and choose right now, this minute, to envision a world and a reality where people are enlightened, where people can live in peace and harmony, where they are wise, where they are strong, where there is a joy without end. We can envision it in the highest way. It is possible. These worlds exist.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make this world one of those worlds. That's what I have to say about the Mayan calendar.
Thank you for reminding us that we do create our future. I think we lose
yes.
sight of that sometimes.
It's very constant, because it's so easy to be, again, this is a work of dark forces
mm-hmm.
that they feed off of fear, and they feed off of our power. So
mm-hmm.
they take our power, they drain our power, and they whisper into our ear, and they tell us, no, you know, you have no power.
Mm-hmm.
No, you are a victim.
Mm-hmm.
No, whatever comes, comes. No, that is not true. That and our angels are constantly saying, no, you are great. You are fantastic. You are powerful. You can do it.
Right.
We are God. We are God in human form.
Mm-hmm.
So we have both the human form to do the work with physically, but we have the God power within us to create whatever we focus on. So J.J. Ma is what I say always. It means victory to the light in
mm-hmm.
everywhere, in every moment, in every place, in every reality. J.J. Ma, victory, victory, victory to the light.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Peace Mother. Now, could you tell us about your books, your CDs, your services, and how the listeners can reach you?
Thank you very much for that excellent suggestion. We want to invite everyone to go to the website, www.sacredpeace.org, Sacred Peace, as in give peace a chance, sacredpeace.org, and you will find all the beautiful CDs there for harmonizing, for protection, for energizing, for inspiration, for prosperity, for healing. We create them with the idea that we want people to have all the tools to be able to do their own self-healing and to enhance their meditations and to enhance all of their spiritual activities and their material positive activities here on Earth, also as they enjoy their life. With the book, the current book is The Impeccable Warrior of Light, which teaches the wisdom of spiritual protection. And we also developed a course based on that book, which is available at dailyom.com, which has 8 lessons that the person can enjoy from the comfort of their home. And I recommend that. And I am currently working on the next book, which is The Shaman's Journal, which is a 3-book series, which is based a lot on my path and showing and sharing with everyone how they can reach enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
sharing my path with my teachers, my experiences, and what I utilize the mm-hmm. techniques, the exercises for reaching enlightenment to help everyone, because that's my focus. My focus is enlightenment. I think about everyone's enlightenment day and night. That's what I live and breathe. Enlightenment for all beings. Enlightenment for all beings. Peace for all beings. Tranquility, serenity for all beings. Wisdom for all beings. Peaceful balance for all beings. And I want to encourage everyone to not be afraid of enlightenment. Sometimes people don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, oh, I don't want to be enlightened. I think it's going to mean that I have to stop enjoying this or stop enjoying that. No. Enlightenment means to be wise. It means to understand the universe, the cosmos, our own body, the earth, the water, the mountains. It's to be in conscious relationship with everything, so that we always make conscious choices, and so that we make loving, respectful choices for ourselves and for the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
I can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've given people many, many instruments, many tools. And there is another tool that we offer that's very unique on our website. We have many. But another one, apart from the CDs, the book, the online soul retrieval sessions, is the shamanic rattle, the Mayan Aztec Ayoyote rattle. This is a rattle that I use in the sessions. It makes a particular sound which the dark forces absolutely hate and fear.
Good.
It dissolves them. Yes, yes, it dissolves them. And I use it in the sessions and I rattle, rattle. You heard it, I'm sure, in mm-hmm. the online recording.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we dissolve, dissolve, dissolve. So we've done experiments, for example, with people like us teachers who have students with having the rattle in the classroom. And whenever anyone was misbehaving, they would use the rattle and then they would calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just dark forces jumping in. They jump into the person's mind and then they whisper, oh, do this, do that. And they influence and they control and they manipulate. And then they create problems for the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But through this sacred sound of the rattle, of the mantras, a child or an adult can change their own frequency. Through the online limpias and the book, you learn how to change your own frequency. And through the limpias, you're able to have the grace within you, the power within you to cut cords to negativity, so that the minute that you even sense anything heading in your direction, whom? With a sword of light, like Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
like Kali and Durga, whom? Mm-hmm. You do not allow it to latch onto you. You cut those cords and you establish yourself in blazing light instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there are many tools on the website, many, many. And I'm very happy with our website. And I encourage everyone, start chanting. Don't accept limitations. Don't accept any kind of hindrance to your positive life. There are so many people, for example, that are addicted to whether it's smoking or marijuana. I was shocked wherever I go in the world, there are so many people addicted to marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very big problem for our country. But the individual can get free. And when you're free of that, then you're free to do great things with your energy. You're mm-hmm. free to reach your highest destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I invite everyone, utilize the tools. Your angels and archangels all want you to succeed. They want you to reach your highest destiny, to experience what that is. And you can do it. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help you.
Well, I thank you very much, Peace Mother, for sharing this very positive message and for all of the work that you do for people that are in need throughout the world. It's just fantastic. And having gone through the experience last night, I know that it's just it's so helpful to so many people. So I thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome. I want to ask your listeners for help with something.
Mm-hmm.
We would love for the military to, someone in the military, to make this available to the wounded, to the soldiers, not just physically wounded, but all those returning from service.
Mm-hmm.
In the Native tradition, when the military forces would go out and do battle, when the warriors would go out, when they came back, they were always healed. They had specific healing rituals to remove the trauma
mm-hmm.
of mm-hmm. that experience. And this is not ongoing. And I have read articles where now the number of cases where people are mentally, emotionally disturbed and imbalanced and their whole life falls apart is very high. And we don't have to let this happen.
Right.
We do not
mm-hmm.
have to permit this. Soul retrieval work is something that is available for everyone. And Mayan Shaktipat Limpias are very beautiful, radiant. There's nothing to do but sit and listen and absorb.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my vision that we will be able to have the right contacts to make this available to our warriors who have been so compassionate to defend us so that they can have healthy lives after their time of service.
Hmm. Great. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I like to sing always, and I would like to sing for you and sing for your listeners.
Okay.
And to gift you this vibration so that you may have a radiant day and so that you may remember that you are precious to the light, that all defenders of the light love you. In fact, they adore you. So precious are you, and that we all want you to succeed, and we envision you as succeeding. So therefore, love thyself. Love thyself, my dear ones. Je Kali Durge Ambe, Je Jemam, Je Kali Durge Ambe, Je Jemam, Je Kali Durge Ambe. Beautiful days, beautiful nights, radiant ways, it's a radiant life. Blessings unto you, every one of you. Shukanatayo nahe, shukshukianatayo tahe tyo. La hey teyokana teyokana teyu makana tyola he tishukana ta tyola hey healing and balance, harmony and peace unto every one of you. You are all dear to my heart. Come to the website, sign up for the newsletter, join us on Facebook. We're giving you many high-tech ways to be with us, walk with us. Come, come. This is a wisdom school. This is a wisdom channel. This is a place of great joy, of great power for you, and of great love. We have a CD called the Peace CD, Peace is Triumphant CD. And we sing love is the answer, peace on earth. And wherever we go on pilgrimage, we sing this, and people love to sing it. Please, my dear ones, get this CD, chant in your meditations, peace on earth, love is the answer. And you shall see that we shall create a beautiful world. I have full confidence that we can do it. And I'm counting on you for your support in that. All my love to you. And thank you, Dr. Helvey. You are a very, very special, dear soul. God loves you so very much. Long life unto you.
Thank you, Peace Mother. Sponsor, A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. This magazine is identified as an art-loving, earth-conscious, inspirational community that reports on eco-products and awareness, art and artisans, celebrities making a difference in the world, charities and inspirational stories, and you won't be disappointed. The upcoming issue is again full of wonderful articles. The cover story is with Colin Firth and how he perceived the stuttering part of himself as he played the king in his Oscar-winning role in The King's Speech. Jane Fraser, founder of the Stuttering Association, was also interviewed for this piece. There are lots of articles and videos about autism and how it affects the outer world. Children are bullied and stared at because of their condition, and we're letting people know what it's like to to be on the inside of the autistic child. Our goal is to help eliminate the judging of others. There is also an interview with Derek Paravicini, musical savant, who can recall every song he's ever heard, and Dr. Adam Oakleford, who has taken Derek on as a full-time friend and who is a professor of music in London. These are a few of the stories you will read in the upcoming issue of A Distinctive Style magazine, and I know you will want to subscribe. For more information and to subscribe, go to www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest, Roy Nelson, grew up in poverty in a small town in Texas. One of four children, with a father who was sadistically violent and was known in his town as a drunk. For 3 years, his entire family, including his grandmother, lived in a two-room tin house. And on a daily basis, Roy experienced and lived with the constant threat of physical violence and emotional and sexual abuse. Where the idea of God and church might have brought him comfort, the experience of hell, fire, and brimstone religion brought only further terror and alienation. Roy worked to make money from a very young age, and at the age of 14, he left home and school permanently to pursue a job opportunity in another town. At the age of 17, Roy joined the army and served in Korea, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. At the age of 20, Roy married a woman who had a daughter, and a year later, she gave birth to a son. 9 months later, she gave birth to twin boys. At the age of 22, Roy was responsible for providing for a wife and four children. He left the army after 7 years and embarked on a career in sales and marketing. Throughout his life, Roy battled with his weight, being overweight as a child, and by the age of 22, he weighed 230 pounds. His success in sales was matched by progressive weight gains, heavy drinking and smoking, and generally riotous living. By the age of 28, he had suffered from panic attacks and phobias and sought help through psychiatric, psychological, mental hypnosis. By the age of 32, he reached 275 pounds and still experiencing success on the outside, but was emotionally wrecked on the inside. Late one night, when his painkillers had failed to keep the guilt, remorse, fear, and despair at bay, he crawled out of his bed and on his knees cried out for help from a God he thought he didn't believe in. The first miracle was that he was able to get back into bed and fall asleep peacefully. When he woke the next morning, he felt peaceful, and he began to lose weight, and he no longer drank alcohol. His whole life took a different tack. He began to seek more of the peace he found that night, and over a period of about 9 months, he shed 100 pounds. Seeking answers to the pain he had suffered his whole life, Roy talked to others who had struggled with addiction, as well as spiritual and medical figures. A burning desire to be totally free drove him to break free from the bondage of all addiction and even from the addictive personality itself. But Roy always gave the credit to God. After cracking the code of his own problems over 32 years ago, Roy turned to help others do the same. He knew that in order to continue on with his own success, it was vital that he help others succeed in the same way, and it has been his life's mission to do that ever since. He has touched the hearts and lives of thousands of people. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Roy, and I want to hear more about how you help people recover from life's problems using a spiritual approach. Now, first, I would like to read your mission statement that I think says a lot about you and about your work. And I'm going to quote, "My mission is to let as many people as possible know there's a way out of the suffering they are experiencing. For those who desire freedom from their suffering and all their addictions, I want to do everything within my capability to guide them through a spiritual process that enables them to know their worth and align themselves with spirit so they can be truly healed." I think that's a wonderful mission.
Oh, thank you.
First, Roy, how did you come to do this work?
Well, I've had some serious problems my whole life. I always was ill at ease and you know, I had a lot of childhood trauma, and you know, as a lot of people do. I'm not, you know, not just a lot of that type of thing. And then, of course, time progressed, and then got married really early and had children early and had a lot of responsibilities early. And by the time I was about 28 years old, I found myself making the rounds of psychiatrists and various therapists and that type of thing, looking for help from panic attacks and anxiety and phobias and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And even though I'd had some of that before, I, you know, as time progresses, it gets worse, of course. And I was over 100 pounds overweight at that time, and of course I quickly discovered the power of alcohol to help with panic and you know, anxiety and that type of thing. Of course, always it kind of progressed, and then I started making the rounds of the doctors, and then after about 4.5 years of that, I came to realize more and more problems, but no solutions. I mean, I had some very fine doctors, and I don't mean to disparage any of them in any way. Mm-hmm. They certainly meant well, and actually, I became close with a couple of them. Actually, became drinking buddies with a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But actually, I couldn't go deep enough to make any difference. I learned a lot of good things intellectually, but I didn't learn how to feel differently deep within my heart, and I couldn't find peace. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, and of course, I was raised in, you know, hellfire and brimstone religion type of thing. So right. I knew I didn't want any part of that God stuff. Mm-hmm. And although many times during all the years I suffered from panic and anxiety, I thought how comforting it would have been if only I could believe in God. Mm-hmm. But I knew no way to make myself believe something I already knew wasn't true, you know. Mm-hmm. So actually, in the latter part of 1976, when I was at the end of my rope, really at the end of my rope, I mean, I was in so much despair and pain, and something, you know, when you're dying, you become open to things you wouldn't otherwise be open to.
Right, right.
And some people were running some sort of a religious campaign up there where I lived at the time, and I would say that my nights were just, I mean, just terrible. But anyway, I was at all this awfulizing I was doing, and, you know, what was going to happen to me when they found out about how crazy I was, mm-hmm. how bad off I was, that type of thing. But anyway, I called these people, and they sent me something in the mail, which I didn't think much of at the time. But later one night really late, when all my painkillers that I'd used had failed me, mm-hmm. and I, you know, probably, you know, had, I use a lot of things. I mean, I had pills. I didn't like pills, but if you had pills, for me, if you were taking pills, you were sick. But if you were drinking and eating and having fun and that type of thing, then, you know, you weren't sick. But as it turns out, everything I had used that night had failed me. And I picked up this little pamphlet from the bedside table and looked at it, and it said essentially that even if you don't believe in God, if you ask him for help, he'll help you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow. I said, you know, I didn't have a lot to lose by trying it. And
right.
So I tumbled out of my bed to my knees, and I cried out to God, and I asked for forgiveness because I had so much remorse and guilt over the things that were going on in my life. And and how I had been, and attitudes I'd had, and one thing and another like that. And I had a peace that came over me that night like I'd never experienced before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that was only a beginning. The first miracle I experienced that I was able to get back in bed and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So that was huge, you know. So that was only the barest of beginnings, but I found myself stopping drinking, and I found myself starting to lose weight. I found myself I had a change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
I began to feel remorseful over things and people, you know, that I started feeling myself wanting to contact people that I'd had ill feelings toward, and I wanted to kind of try to make amends, correct that type of thing. And
mm-hmm.
one thing, another like that, and I started losing weight and that type of thing. So that was just, you know, and then basically a little bit later, you know, because, you know, I sought help from a lot of different places, through 12-step programs and, of course, through therapy and through metaphysical teachings
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing. But what I found over time and I learned a lot from a lot of different people and a lot of different, you know, movements and a lot of different teachings. But what I found is there was no place I could get all that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I had to do essentially was I had to gather from each of these various, from several of these different philosophies and various teachings and pretty much bring it into my life and implement it in my life. In other words, to discern the truth and prove it. And
mm-hmm.
there's certain truths and a lot of different things, but then also there's a lot. You have to do a lot of separating, if you will. And so what I found is that I basically brought it under one roof and implemented it into my life and then realized that I had to share it
mm-hmm.
and with other people. And that's kind of how the
mm-hmm.
you know the process works,
mm-hmm.
and so it sort of evolved. I mean, I found myself wanting to share what had been given to me with others, and then I found out that the more I did that, the freer I became.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've had to do a lot of work. I started meditating every day, twice
mm-hmm.
a day, way back 3 years before I hit bottom. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was already on the way, and of course, I'd learned a lot of good things from some of these doctors about the subconscious mind and how that works, and just one thing and another. And I realized that it was a very deep seated condition, and in order to be, there's a lot of people who fighting
mm-hmm.
addictions and one thing and another like that, but invariably they're trying to they consider the addiction the problem,
mm-hmm.
and I came to realize that. You know, there's not, you know, it's kind of like trying to hold a dozen beach balls underwater. If you've got as many addictions as I have, you know, trying to hold all of them, trying to keep all of them down at one time. And otherwise, you know, it's like the beach balls, you hold three or four of them down and half a dozen pop to the surface.
Right.
You try to pull them down, some others pop to the surface. So my experience is that I had to go deep into my psyche, deep into my subconscious mind, if you will, my soul, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
to excavate those ideas. As you well know, the subconscious mind, any idea it accepts, be it a good idea or be a bad idea, be it true or be it false, any idea it accepts, it's going to go to work day and night, day and night, day and night to bring it to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I obviously had a lot of ideas about me, about God, about my fellow human beings, about a lot of things that had to be eradicated in order, you know, it's the old saying, you know, the famous parable, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the truth be known is whatever I believe to be true will manifest in my life.
Right, right.
And that was what was happening.
mm-hmm.
I mean, I accomplished a lot of things, you know, came from poverty and things like that, and accomplished some success business and that type of thing and military and various things, but I couldn't, you know, it's a total package, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, my experience. And so I came to do this work by realizing that if a person would have a change at the very core of their being, I call it a change of policy at headquarters, that if a person would have that vital change deep within them, then everything in their lives would necessarily change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the orders are handed down from. That
mm-hmm.
secret chamber is talked about in different circles. And there's many of these words are interchangeable, and between the Bible and between psychology and metaphysics and a lot of things. But the problem is I just had to go deep,
mm-hmm.
and in order to be healed at that deep level, because otherwise it would be constantly fighting, depression, fighting anxiety, fighting the various
mm-hmm.
addictions, whatever it might be, the overweight or,
mm-hmm.
the eating or the food or the alcohol or the cigarettes or the sex or the work or the money you're spending or, there's a myriad of ways. What I found is every addiction basically consists of three components, and that is, one, it's a painkiller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's a form of escape.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, it's a form of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience is, as long as I had the pain, I was going to have the painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I found my life to be unbearable, I was going to have the escape mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I had the guilt, I was going to require the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my experience. I had to face the pain. I had to face the guilt. I had to face all of it. And that's basically what I had to do. And then, of course, there's no cure for this condition. And consequently, you can be healed, but you can't go back to being the way you were. Otherwise, you're going to go back to getting the same experience.
Right.
So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I virtually had to come in to realize that my life needed to be one of love and service.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I've done for many, many years now. And
mm-hmm.
I've seen, some miracles happen in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people losing, hundreds and hundreds of pounds, and people getting off of drugs, pills and cigarettes and bulimia and anorexia and just a myriad of alcohol, obviously, many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
And, having good productive lives, literally people who would have died.
Mm-hmm.
I was 32 years old and I was at the end of my rope. And I just feel so grateful and so blessed that spirit would heal me of such a terrible, terrible condition.
Mm-hmm.
That I just want to keep on sharing to it,
mm-hmm.
people. And that's a long way around of me
mm-hmm.
telling you the
right.
short answer mm-hmm. to your question.
Now, Roy, you've helped then a lot of people with a lot of health problems and a lot of living problems. And you get a lot of people coming to you when nothing else works. And what makes your approach unique? Or why does your approach seem to work when the approach of other people doesn't?
Well, the best I can say is I have a deep, deep, deep love for people. And you see, if people will let me into their heart,
mm-hmm.
which is where this thing has to take place, it's
mm-hmm.
not an intellectual endeavor. It has to happen deep in the heart. But if a person will let me connect with them, then what will happen is, you see, fear is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And fear is based on what a famous author said, false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, if a person is in that amount of fear, then all their defenses are up. And then, of course, that's why they have to have the addictions in the first place. Or the eating disorders. I call addiction. I mean,
mm-hmm.
eating disorders, obesity, all of it. It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's many, many ways of hurting oneself and many one ways of medicating oneself. But what happens is, if my experience is when people come to me and if they'll let me touch their heart at that deepest level, then the addictions fall away.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the addictions are not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The addictions are there literally to drive us to God.
Mm-hmm.
So if the addiction goes away, and then all, see, I basically, a person comes to me with a big wall of fear around their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if they'll let me, I'll put up a big wall of love out in front of that wall of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they'll be able to do is they'll gradually be able to lower that wall of fear. And then what happens is everything inside of them that needs to be addressed will come tumbling out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all the hurt, all the rage, all the, you know, shame and embarrassment, all these things that all of us have will come tumbling out, and we can face those things, and in a loving way we can address those things. And so what I say, we can face it, embrace it, and erase it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's other ways of putting, name it, claim it, and tame it. So
mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much it is feel, deal, and heal. What
mm-hmm.
you won't feel, you can't heal.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can help a person get in touch with their feelings, the deep feelings within inside of themselves, and bring that out into the open, into the sunlight, there's nothing that can't be healed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that to a little child, where most of this stuff, all of it, virtually all of this stuff really comes from, to a little child who has been deeply wounded, then they basically get, they make a decision that it's not safe to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then essentially what they do is they shut down, and that's where the addiction comes from. But if a person can come to realize that it is safe, and that, you know, as a little child, everything is life and death. And so if a person carries that into adulthood, then every time they ever come near those feelings that they're afraid of feeling, they will retreat and withdraw and do whatever they have to do to get away from those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to help people actually face those feelings, face the things within themselves, because they're just feelings. You're not going to die from
mm-hmm.
feeling. You can die trying to avoid feeling,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to die from feelings. And essentially bring, but it, even though it seems like you will, as a person with this condition, it literally feels like it's more than you can bear.
Mm-hmm.
But with enough love, it makes it possible. A friend of mine said one time, I was helping his daughter with an eating disorder, and he was a big old PhD, and I'm a ninth grade dropout. You know, he's a big old
mm-hmm.
PhD. And I was trying to explain it. He said, "Oh, Roy," he said, "I think I get it." He said, when the quotient of love is high enough, it makes the truth bearable.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it really is. It's just, it's about facing with enough love, a person can face. What I mean is, there's something about somebody who's been there. So I've been to the depths of hell,
mm-hmm.
and I've been healed. So there's something that a person can connect and, you know, that they know you've been there. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's kind of like a guide. I mean, it's going to the, literally to the core of your being, much scarier than going up Mount Everest, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't go up Mount Everest without a guide. Same way you need a guide to go deep within. So that pretty much, you know, basically just facing all that stuff. And, you know, I had to change, you know, because the person I was would always have the problems I had.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to have it's just, I had to change. It really is a COD program. I call it change or die.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, do most of the people that you work with, do they then turn to God, or do they see you as the person that helped them, or because you said you turned to God? And
yeah.
So
let me just make it real clear. I tell everyone is that only God can heal you.
Mm-hmm.
And only you can let them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm here basically to help you get yourself out of the way
mm-hmm.
so that you can let God do for you, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you can let God heal you.
Because mm-hmm.
absolutely, we teach everybody, you know, prayer and meditation and reading and
mm-hmm.
various and sundry things that they need to do to, you know, and a lot of writing and a lot of things that we do to help people get themselves out of the way so that they can let that spirit that resides deep within them
mm-hmm.
To well up in them and cast out the fear, because
mm-hmm.
you know, that's love, as you know, casts out fear,
mm-hmm.
and that's basically the only antidote for fear is love. I mean, you can use pills, you can use alcohol, you can use food, you can use cigarettes, you can use a lot of things, but the only actual way of overcoming it
mm-hmm.
is through love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all, and, you know, and then, you know, the words God is love, and when we abide in love, we abide in God,
mm-hmm.
and God in us.
Right.
So that's the, really the solution. It's all love. It's all God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is all there is.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand that most of people like myself who have this condition have been deeply wounded
mm-hmm.
by religion and
mm-hmm.
Or their whoever's version
mm-hmm.
of God. You know what I mean? And so it's,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of, it's really about unlearning.
Mm-hmm.
My experience is that when we face down the myth and we face down the lies and the untruths, the truth will track us down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my experience is you don't really have to go looking for the truth because the truth will be in your face if you face down all the untruths.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens is if a person does this work, I mean, we talk about God all the time and we teach them to pray and that type of thing, but ultimately, and meditate and that, but ultimately, if a person do this work, see, they'll have their own personal experience with God.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have their own awakening from deep within themselves that they'll start experiencing God in their consciousness, in their thoughts, and in their feelings, and they'll come to fall in love with God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be like religion. It's a spiritual thing.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Roy, what would be the number one message you would want to convey to people, if there is one message?
Well, the one message is, everybody with this condition, fundamentally, now, certainly everybody goes into justification and denial and everything like that, but everybody thinks they're bad, they think they're stupid, they think they're ugly, and then we go out and try to prove the world that it's not so.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you this right here, you ain't that good at being bad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, we know pretty much then what your services are. Do you have products and books or anything like that that you want to talk about? And also, would you tell us how the listeners could reach you if they wanted to come to you?
Okay, great. Well, the website is HealYourHunger.com. It's spelled out HealYourHunger.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of books that are in the making. It's just a little hard to convey what we do through a book, but we're working on doing now a couple of books. But we do have some CDs. I have sat every single person I've ever worked with. I've sat them down and taught them personally, individually, how to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple, 2-3 years ago, Tricia had me record a CD with about teaching people how to meditate. Because,
mm-hmm.
people, you talk to meditating, people think about it, it's complicated and whatever. So we have a product that's called A Moment's Peace. And it's where my teaching people how to meditate. And then Tricia, Tricia Greaves, who's the founder of Heal Your Hunger, she's a lady that came to me about 22 years ago for some help for some serious eating problems and various other problems. And she's been with me for all these years. She decided to stay on board and help me help other people. And later on, she thought it might be a good idea to both get married. So we went along,
mm-hmm.
I actually have been asking her to marry me for 20 years. And finally, after 21 years, she finally conceded.
You wore her down.
I wore her down 21 years. It was nice, but she's the founder actually of the Heal Your Hunger
mm-hmm.
and the president. And, and also she has some CDs that, several CDs that the person might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
One is Three Meal Magic, which has been a real popular one, and De-Stress, Eat Less, and there's a number of them that
mm-hmm.
people could find on the website. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, if a person would go to HealYourHunger.com and check us out, and we'd love to hear from you, and anything at all we could do, we'd be so happy to.
I saw another site that I think Talia sent me, and that was Roy Loves You, which had a lot of testimonies of people that you had worked
with. This is true, too. A person that's another website. When Tricia had that set up for me, Heal Your Hunger was one thing, and Roy Loves You was a different thing. But if you certainly go to RoyLovesYou.com, and we'd love to hear from you there, too.
Mm-hmm.
RoyLovesYou.com spelled out. And there are several video testimonials and some talks that I've done, and quite a bit of text testimonials. So, that'd be fine thing to do too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this very much, Roy. It's been interesting, and I know from your website that you've been helping a lot of people, and also helping a lot of people, as you say, get out of the way of their spirituality. Getting back on track, and I think that is so important.
Well, thank you.
So
I would like to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, please. Mm-hmm. I just want to remind people that if they will go to healyourhunger.com, there's a free jumpstart kit on there that they could sign up for, and then also they could sign up for our free newsletter, EaseBeam newsletter. And it's actually within the jumpstart kit, so that would be something the person could benefit from, because it just sends out a newsletter every 2-3 weeks or something like that. So,
great. Well, I appreciate this, Roy, and I wish you continued success.
Well, I sure appreciate you. It's all grace, you know. It's just I'm along for the ride, really. It's all grace.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.